Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, who's just moved my glass an inch further away from my laptop
in the hope
that it won't spill.
I just don't trust you.
Because he's a dickhead.
I just don't trust
Christopher
you.
Christopher Ramsey.
It's honestly, it's like, yeah, it's just like an accident waiting to happen.
Aggressive.
And it's weird because I'm sort of flagged up because it's got your manky blooming red lipstick around the rim of it as well. So it's just like, I don't know, red for danger. I just feel
it's
like...
It's not red, it's like, it's a nudie pink.
Wow.
Are you colourblind?
Colourblind. Yeah, I'm colourblind. Yeah, sorry, I'm colourblind. Can you explain us what colour is? And also, can I just state now, for the purposes of the tape, can I just state that she's actually just put it back down in the position where I put it, because you're right, it's too close to the laptop, it's going to make us sad. It's going to make us angry.
Do the listeners know that only one side of my laptop charges?
Oh, yeah.
Because of his spillage.
Yeah, so she spilled something on a laptop before, and only one, the port's on one side. The way I remember it is right's not shite.
Right's not shite.
So the right
side
works.
I'll never forgive Apple, though, for getting rid of the HDMI.
The newer ones. The newer ones that brought the new USBs and stuff back.
Knobs.
Yeah, they did that one thing of like, it's all just one little hole and you can get loads of adapters. I've got fucking six of them adapters.
Ridiculous.
I keep losing them and then
finding
them again.
So could I send this back? Could I take this back and say, excuse me, I want that function.
No, you just have to buy a new one.
That's how they do it.
That's how they get you. When there's no worse than when they change a phone charger.
Tell us about it.
Oh, hey.
I had to succumb, you know. Well, you know, because you ordered it for us. Because
right.
Sandra blatantly
she
stole.
She 100% has got two of them in her house, and there's no way she's got
one. She stole my charger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The lying slag that she is. So I've just had to buy a new one because it hasn't turned up anyway. Yeah. Shock.
No, there's two in her house.
It's 25 miles away in South Shields.
There's two in her house, and she is adamant that she got one of them from somewhere else, but they're both from
where
iPad Pros.
Where else would you got it from?
She's a liar.
Where else would you have got it from?
Honestly, I've said it before. I reckon you should go downstairs and smack her now. I'll film it for the likes and that, for the views.
For the TikTok.
Yeah, yeah, to promote the TV show and that. Just go downstairs and fucking chin her.
Would you pack it in?
I'm in a cleaning mood, actually, so don't be spilling stuff on your lap. I've just spent about 45 minutes trying to clean a pair of trainers.
Oh, with the Benzo toothbrush head, which
old
I found...
toothbrush head.
It was not enjoyable to watch.
Honestly, some of the worst stains in the world. I'll tell you right now. I'm going to go on the record here and say the worst possible stain in the world to have on anything is a stain that looks like shit but isn't shit.
Right.
Because if it's a shit stain, you would just get rid of the thing. But there is a stain on the side of my little, the black sort of trainer things, and they've got a white sole bit on the side, so you can see the sole. And there's a stain on the back, and it looks like shit, but it's not shit. And it won't come off. And I've been sitting there with a fucking electric toothbrush and bleach trying to get rid of it. Yes, I could buy some new trainers, but come on, we're always throwing stuff away and that. Like, you know, I'm trying to fix it. But oh my god,
no, you
it won't
definitely
come
shouldn't
off.
Buy. Just clean. Why didn't you put them in the washing machine?
I did put them in the washing machine yesterday, and it's still there. And look, that's the thing. People will go stood in shit. You go, it's not shit. It's not.
It's like clay or mud.
I don't know what it is. Yeah,
and well, Chris,
the worst
cares.
Stain to have on some trousers on the back of your pants looks like shit, but it's not shit. Mm.
Oh. Do you know what I sat in the other day?
Shit.
A yogurt.
A yogurt.
But luckily, I had white trousers on. Do you know when normally you go, well, that's going to be a mess, but I had white trousers on, so you couldn't see. It was
white
yogurt.
Trousers. When was this? 1981.
Excuse me.
Eh? Bloody white trousers. Oh, I think this is.
Actually, this was I went to a birthday party.
Okay.
I've told you about this. Right. I went to a little girl's birthday party. Angela, my best friend, it was her daughter's birthday party, Evie, right? She's three. I'd never been to a little girl's birthday party, like without boys there.
Yeah.
Right? So there was mostly just girls. And then there was Noah, who's Evie's brother, who's like at one.
Yeah.
And then Rafe, who's obviously what is he now? 16
wow.
months?
Mother of the year. Anyway, mother of the year.
Born last year in January, working out. So there was only two boys there and they were very small.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, a couple of boys came later on, but anyway.
Oh, God, no one cares.
Sorry, no. All I'm saying is it was so quiet. It was so relaxed. Yep. They were so well behaved. They sat and listened to a story, Chris.
Of course they did.
That was
the
party.
Girls were the best.
That was the party. They sat and listened to a story and then they did crafts.
Wow.
That was the party.
Oh, my God.
And I was like,
was that
Sorry, are you all right?
Your throat just gurgled like
you're going to vomit because it's such an awful story.
Wish I had a little girl. It's so much well behaved.
I swear. It was awful. Rafe was just running all over the place.
Carnage. Yeah.
It was horrible. Anyway.
So you sat in a yoghurt there.
Sat in a yoghurt.
Right, but you got over it.
I was fine because I had white pants on.
Well, here we go. Well, so it was what? So is your fix to my problem or only wear shit coloured clothes?
Just wear black trainers.
They are black. They've just got a white fucking soul. Excellent. Guys, thank you so much for listening. It is episode 169. 169, everyone. Oh, horrible. That is honestly painful. Episode 169. Thank you so much for listening. Without further ado, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
Can't wait.
This week's sponsor is...
Yeah.
One of the saddest things you'll ever see in the world. One of the most disgusting things you'll ever see in the world. Hey, you having a nice time? You been swimming? Been in the swimming pool?
I like swimming,
Get yourself out of that swimming pool. Get yourself into the... Get the lockers, open the locker, get your stuff out of the locker, walking through towards the... What's that on the floor? It's a random clump of hair on the swimming pool changing room floor.
Yeah.
This week's sponsor is... Random clump of hair on the swimming pool changing room floor.
Awful.
Whose hair is it? Why is it a big clump? What happened here?
Yeah.
What terrible thing happened here? Oh, God, your child's picked it up. Oh, God, your child's picked it up!
Mm.
Clump of hair.
Awful.
On the swimming pool changing room floor.
What clumps come out your hair?
Honestly.
No,
horrible.
It could be wet hair in a bobble, and you take the bobble out.
There was a bobble. There was a bobble
There's
next
always
to
always a bobble
and
next
Robin
to
picked
it.
Up the bobble.
Oh, of course
and I
he
screamed
did.
At him.
He picked up a bobble in the yard the other
loves
day.
It. Honestly, unbelievable. Have I talked on here about, I must have, when during the whole pandemic, when we went to Lightwater Valley, and he was much younger, bless him.
Yeah.
And he picked up a mask off the floor in the queue for one of the rides. Whatever. No, I just handed us it. And I went, okay, we're going to the toilet, so wash your hands now.
I don't remember.
God, it was awful.
Do you remember that?
God, it was awful.
I think I've blocked. Honestly.
That's the thing, you know. People still being like sort of really germophobic and stuff now and still being like, oh, God. They mustn't have kids because you can't be germophobic when you've got kids because they're just in and amongst you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Picked up a bobble.
Rafe, at the said party the other day.
Yeah.
Because I mean, it was totally my mistake because he was just being so loud aggressive.
He's our son and I love him and he's not a mistake. Don't you ever say that again. That is not nice.
Well, I don't even know what I said.
You said it's totally my mistake.
Well, this was totally my mistake. Great. Because he was being loud and
she
a bit
totally
aggressive.
Ignored that there, by the way.
I know. I'm on my train of thought. He hit Angela in the face.
Yeah, he hit your mate in the face.
Hit my best friend in the face.
Yeah, he's rotten.
And I was like,
oh my God.
He was tired, to be fair. So I
Great. Let's all use that as an excuse, Your Honour. Oh, sorry, I was knackered. Case dismissed.
Kids are allowed to get away with it. I was like, you know what, all I can do here. So I just fed him, right?
Yeah,
put him
in
a high chair and I just fed him.
Yeah.
Just stuffed him to the brim because I thought he won't sit still, like whatever. I fed him, he nearly did. And then he went and played because Angela's a teacher, so she brought toys for the babies because she's good like that, right?
Thinks ahead.
He vomited on the toys,
brilliant.
But it was just sheer, he'd ate too much.
Yeah.
And so then I had to go and wash the cubes and that, the toys, God. In the bathroom. And I was like, do you know what? I wish I hadn't come.
I'm so glad I didn't come to that party.
Yeah.
That sounds like hell on earth.
That was horrible.
Meanwhile, I took Robin to your sister's house and we sat in the garden, got some pizzas and had a lovely little day.
I know you did.
There you go.
When I rang you, you were like, stop disturbing us, I'm with me family. They're not your family.
They've always preferred me, though. They've always preferred me. They've just been waiting to make the transition. And now all the plan is we just keep you busy with Rafe and I see them all the time and then... When you're free, don't
I sometimes
busy.
Think about this, you know, because obviously, you know, when you're married and that and you've got kids and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
What happens, right, if you get on really well with your partner's family,
right?
What happens if you ever split up? Who gets the family?
It all depends how amicable the breakup is, isn't it?
Such an awkward situation.
So if you have days for the kids, you've got days for the family as well.
I don't know.
There are people out there who like...
I know it does
happen,
obviously.
You see them at a family party and it's like, oh, that's my ex-husband at the family.
Love that, by the way.
I'm sure I've had people at a gig before and an ex-husband has been there with the new partner and the wife, like, and they've just been our mates still.
Love that. That's so nice.
I mean, why not? You spent loads of time with
people.
As long as it's not like a toxic breakup and you just like hate each other, as long as it's like, oh, do you know what?
I think that's nice. And as a child, from a... You know, what's it called?
Wow, you're about
split up relationship.
As a child from a split up relationship. Mm-hmm. Right, I'm going to give you some clues as to what you're trying to say, because yes. You're trying to tug on the heartstrings here and you can't even think of the actual phrase.
What is it?
You're a child from a that's been fixed, but it was
broken. Yeah. From a broken home.
There we go.
That's what I meant to say.
There we go.
Okay, so as a child from a broken home.
Yeah. No one's got any sympathy for you now, because you couldn't even pluck that phrase up.
And I was like, I was 20.
Yeah. You're not a child from, you're an adult from a broken home.
Yeah. I had a lovely childhood.
Okay.
Some of what I can remember of it.
Brilliant. Yeah. Good. Should we play the jingle?
I just remember, you know when you look at a picture?
Fuck me.
And you go, oh, it was a nice day. But you can't remember the day, you just remember the picture.
Yes.
And you go, oh, I remember that, and that's it. Yeah, or a video.
Right.
They only started when I was about 9, though, because my Auntie Joanne got a camera.
I was thinking about this in the shower, dear. I was thinking about this in the shower. There are no photos of me as a teenager that exist anyway. A couple of people from school now and then will post one or send us one. I don't have any. I had loads of spots, didn't I? I didn't like my photo getting taken. But there's none exist me of a teenager. And literally, probably from like 16, 17, 18, there'll be a few that my mates still have, like Kodak cameras we took on holidays and stuff. Teenagers now, there's fucking thousands of photos of them.
God, I know.
Thousands and thousands. And people out there now that can literally go, like the grandkids, grandma, come on, look at some photos of you when you're younger. How long you fucking got? Yeah. How long you got? Because I've got 40 fucking hard drives here with 300 fucking selfies per folder.
What day do you want?
God, what time of what day do you want? Goodness me.
The thing I don't get at the minute is the pictures of the teenagers with the word cute wrote all over the face.
Oh,
it's like a filter. I think it's a filter on Snapchat or something.
There's probably some kind of political movement behind it. Don't start trying to understand all this.
What do you mean? No, I just find it weird.
I don't know anything about it, so I don't want to start slagging off, because it's normally come
like
from
I know a little
really,
bit
really
about
sad.
It because there's something, and then what they do is they go rate my picture and I'll rate yours, and then all they do is rate each other's pictures.
Oh, God,
as in like you look nice. It's very strange.
I mean, that's spreading positivity, I suppose. But
it is quite nice.
I couldn't have been asked with that. I could have done with some fucking filters to get rid of all the spots on my face, to be fair. Like, God, it was awful.
Annoyingly, it would have been right at my street when I was a kid.
Oh, God.
I'd love it. Imagine me on TikTok. Oh, God. Oh, 13-year-old me.
You wouldn't have to ride my coattails. You'd have already been a megastar, TikTok megastar.
Oh, I'd have left school for TikTok.
Oh, 100%.
Be like, Mom, Dad, I'm TikTok famous. I'm not doing my GCSEs. ring the headmaster. I'm not going back.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. This is me live streaming, me failing my GCSEs live. Look at that blank bit of paper. I'm not even writing on it. Look at that. Make sure to like and subscribe. Play the jingle. However, we're banged on long enough.
Here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to Shag Married Annoyed with the longest introduction of any podcast of all the podcasts.
They're getting fucking longer. They're getting longer. Honestly, I feel like Daisy's just going to start dropping the jingle in halfway through a patter and then let them go back through.
I don't think it matters because I listen to a lot of podcasts, but not all of them have introductions.
Yeah, no, they want to get straight to the fucking murder and the gore, don't they? There's no introductions. It's like, welcome. And she was hanging from her tits. I'd listen to that one.
There's some good ones at the minute, actually, that I'm listening to. But I'm also, there's a new series of Below Deck, so I'm watching that.
Yeah, we've started watching Are You The One again.
I love Are You The One.
It's fucking fantastic.
Brilliant.
It's fantastic. Honestly, it's just how much they buy into the bullshit. They're like, oh my God, I'm just so unlucky in love and I'm here to find love. Nope. You're a shagger and you're here to get on the telly and get more Instagram followers. Don't fucking lie, but you know what? I'm going to watch it.
Oh, it's such good TV. They meet them for a day and they're like, I just want to follow my heart, you know what I mean?
I love him so much, in love with you. I mean, I felt so bad last night because I don't know what episode it was, but there was a guy crying.
It's from series four. It's so
he was literally bawling his eyes out, but the reason he was crying was so stupid. I did feel really bad because I was literally pointing at the telly and laughing like Nelson from The Simpsons. Oh, because he wasn't a match with the girl who he'd known for 45 seconds. Yeah. It's fucking amazing. It was because he was really massive and muscly as well. And I know that, you know, boys cry and I'm not, you know, it was pathetic what he was annoyed about and he was pissed. But yeah, there we go. It was very, very funny.
Such a good programme. I love shit like that, you know.
Oh yes.
Just love it.
Speaking of good programmes. This week we had Martin and Shirley Kemp on the Chris and Rosie Ramsey show.
On our programme.
So good.
Good segue.
Martin Kemp. Fucking hell, I hope I age like that.
What a dude.
Oh my God. I thought your nana was going to start humping his leg in the corridor.
Yeah, they were very excited. All my family came down to record. Mm-hmm. In their defence, they didn't know it was going to be him.
They didn't until we got there.
But I mean, Jesus, they couldn't have been more excited.
Your auntie, at one point, I said, she said, where's Rosie? I said, she'd just been in the makeup room talking to Martin Kemp. And she went, you're talking to him? And I went, he's on my chat show? Like, I've got to fucking talk to him at some point. Like, what am I gonna do? you've been talking to him. Aye, that's why he's here.
That's usually the whole crack. Tell you what, they keep we grounded, Chris.
Oh, they really do.
They keep
we
grounded, don't they?
They really, really do, yeah. But oh my God, it was such a good episode. There was such good. Big shout out to Martin and Shirley for being such good sports.
Shirley's gorgeous as
well. Lou Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
We nearly killed her reading out the stories
I know.
From the public. She literally nearly vomited all over. If you haven't seen it, go on iPlayer and watch it. I couldn't breathe for laughing.
I've not seen you laugh like that.
I thought I was going to die. And I couldn't contain my excitement. I was up and I was running around. And then I got to the point where I thought she was joking. And then she did it so much that I'm just like lying backwards and just screaming. They've cut so much of my laugh now because it was just obnoxious.
Did they get rid of it?
Well, they had to edit it down because I was laughing for ages. And to be fair, she's in quite a bit of distress. And I'm just like, ah! Oh,
Shannon Friday. That's called.
Just fantastic. And we've got to talk about the blanket. Oh my God.
The blanket.
Oh my God.
What was her name again? Lucy.
Oh,
I'm sure it was Lucy. Poor Lucy.
What the fuck? The fumes that came off it, man.
Yeah.
Years of sweat and tears and all kinds.
If you haven't watched it, 22-year-old blanket. Oh. She's had it from when she was born.
But it wasn't a blanket anymore.
It wasn't. It was just disgusting. It looked like a nest of noodles.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It looked like a handful of noodles. Oh my God. If you haven't seen it, go watch it on iPlayer. It was unbelievable. Babadoo, 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 ba. So one thing that has really confused me this week, it used to happen when I was on the One Show now and then.
Right.
But it happened so much on our show. I wore loafers for the first episode of the show.
I've wrote this down to a dress, actually. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I wore loafers for the first episode, and I've worn loafers before. I wasn't aware that you're supposed to wear socks with loafers.
Right.
I don't understand why people think. Like, so, to get, basically, they're not a full leather loafer,
mm-hmm.
right? Like what I used to wear for school. I used to wear loafers for school. They're like they're almost like a wickery, there's gaps in the loafer. Mm-hmm. It's like a woven,
like
leathery,
wickery summer shoe. Yeah.
And just, they did it now and then on the One Show, but now people watching TV at that time and complaining about everything. You go, oh, okay, I'm not really going to take you. But our actual fans are like, loafers without a, put some socks on. One woman was like, put some socks on so we don't have to look at your ankles. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Honestly, Rosie, people are acting like I've got me arsehole out on Blue Peter.
I know.
Sorry.
Here's one I made earlier.
Oh, great bit of business.
Thank you.
Well done, you.
Yeah, I don't understand it personally, but then our stylist, Abby,
she was raging.
I think it's a north-south divide,
right?
Because she said that. But then again, we spoke to Nihal,
yeah,
from
on Radio 5.
Radio 5, and he couldn't get over that he didn't have socks. So actually, no, maybe it's not.
I don't know if everyone is aware that it is a woven. There's gaps. You could see me foot through the loafer. So, for instance, if I put a bright white fucking sock on, you would have been able to see little white spots on the loafer. I don't know why I'm defending myself.
Well,
I don't know why this is going on for so long.
Let's put it this way. Mm-hmm. If I was wearing them, I wouldn't have wore socks.
Exactly. So, and no one has said a fucking thing. Women, here's the sexism in it. Women wear shoes and sandals and stuff with no socks all the time. But apparently I've got to have socks left, right and centre. Fucking morph suits.
Yeah.
Back off. My ankles, it's lovely summery blood. Oh yeah, someone else was like, wear trousers long enough as well. So they go, what? So the trousers go all the way down to my loafer, even when I'm sitting down, like fucking Disco Stew. Shut up, man. I don't know what's going on.
I think it's just something people have got hold of and now they can't.
One show gets genuine complaints when one of the hosts doesn't have socks on.
Ridiculous.
Genuine complaints. Like, I don't pay my license fee to look at sockless men. Babadoo, 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 ba. So at the risk of making this like Chris and Rosie's TV review week podcast, I think we'll have to mention the sausage mixer from last week's
Taskmaster. You can't mention what other jobs on my main job.
All I'm saying is, right, a lot of people are interested in how I came up with the idea of the sausage mixer.
Well, you have to explain for people, because not everybody's watching Taskmaster.
So if you haven't seen Taskmaster, right?
Ooh,
Master. That's Master. Why but then people think we're posh. It's you're going to be loafers and socks again. People are going to be like, why are you saying Master? Who do you think you are? It's just where we're from. We say Master and we say Plaster, and I don't
it's
know
very
why.
Very weird.
But yeah, so basically, the task was to do anything with a cement mixer apart from mix cement.
Yeah.
So I got two sticks, put them in, and then put two ribbons on the sticks, and then for some reason put sausages on the ribbons, and then we had to spin it round and try and catch the sausage in your mouth.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a brilliant idea until they turned the sausage, until the sausage machine, until, well, it is a sausage machine
it
now.
It was, yeah.
They turned it on, Rosie, the fucking speed of it. So what you see on the TV is a slower version because they managed, they got the electrician to route it through like a transformer.
Wow.
So it went at a slower current or something, lower current, and it slowed it down. Fucking hell.
So fast.
Unbelievable. Like, you know, if a bird fucking zoom past you in public, like faster than that, like what? These sausages just lashing round.
What made you come up with that?
I had sausages that morning. Mm-hmm. They went and got us it from this cafe for mm-hmm. me breakfast. And when you've been on Taskmaster for that long, that was one of my last days.
All right.
You're just thinking like them.
Right, okay.
And you're just, you're going, do you know what? What this would have been something I would never have considered. A week ago, 2 weeks ago, but I was like, aye, two sausages and a cement mixer and some sticks, fucking, bang on. Bring it
good
on.
Good game.
Bring it on.
I went to someone's house the other day and they had swing ball.
Oh,
and that reminded us a little bit of that, but I want to get one for the garden because I think
what sausage machine?
A swing ball.
A swing ball. Okay.
We could make a sausage machine.
Oh, God, bloody lovely sausages then, by the way.
Were they? They really looked well nice. Done. To be really fair, well they did done. Look nice.
Oh, chop them in half. Bit of white bread. Oh, bit of tomato sauce.
Brown sauce for me, babes.
No. Yeah. Okay then. Well, you got to catch them first, or you can't have any.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Listen, I hate talk shop again.
It's all we've done this podcast.
The arena tour 2023.
It's on sale now. It is on general sale now, the arena tour. We can't wait to get back out on the road. Rosie, those arena shows were the best nights out I've ever had in my life.
Dare I say some of the... Yeah, I'm the same.
I've been chasing that dragon. I've been trying to recreate them, have nights out, go for drinks, all kinds, clubs, making a fool of myself. I can't do it. It's on sale now, guys.
Can't wait. Next year.
Next year, 2023.
I keep thinking it's this year and I'm so like, exciting. Oh shit, what am I going to wear? But it's not. It's next year.
Oh,
so
God.
It's
fine. Look forward to that again.
See you there.
Oh man, you used to take so long to get ready. We're going to have a word about that actually.
No need.
Awful. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's your beef?
Beef.
Oh, more TV talk. Bloody Barry's on the telly.
Barry's on the telly.
Barry the Butcher.
Little tinker that he is.
Unbelievable.
Can't believe he shoehorned his way in our show.
Do you know, I can't take you seriously when you're dressed as Barry.
I know.
Didn't I shout at you the other day by accident because I just thought you were just some bloke?
You got really short with us.
I got short with you for a second and I was like, I'm so sorry, but when you're dressed as you, when you're dressed as Barry, I've got no respect for you whatsoever.
The thing I find really funny, but also a bit offensive, how everybody on the set reacts to it.
Right.
They're literally disgusted. I come out and they go, oh my God. Oh my God. And I'm like, Jesus, I've only put some eyeliner on me lips. Like, it's still me. This is very much me.
No, it's they, not.
Honestly,
really,
they hate it.
It's because you get little and the butcher's hat's weird and the little jacket and that. You just become this little weird, horrible. Oh, he's awful. He's absolutely awful.
The other day, what you don't see is what else I've got on underneath. And I had a maxi dress on with that butcher's overall thing and then a pinny at the front. And I looked like an old dinner lady. It was awful. A dinner lady with a mustache.
An old dinner lady who'd been waxing the top lip for a while and then just give up.
Just thought, fuck it.
Just thought she'd leave it.
Only working in school is just kids.
Brilliant.
So, I used to think that all the time when I worked in schools.
What?
Because I was like, why? I don't need to wear any makeup. It's just kids.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah,
it's lush. It was keep refreshing. I was like, I don't need to dress nice. Danny Bams, they don't care. I don't care what you wear.
And how old do you think your teacher is, Harry? 104. She's hideous, mommy. She's hideous.
Oh, did what? I dream this?
Oh, here we go. This is good.
I think I've dreamt it.
Okay. Come on, well, let me be the judge of this.
A little while ago, I told you that somebody thought I was 40.
Yes.
And I was like, I'm not.
Someone just said, you must be 40.
Yeah. How old are you? 40. And I went, 35.
Brilliant.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Somebody else did it, but I think I might have dreamt it. Oh, shit. Anyway, can't remember.
Cool, so tune in next week for more of Rosie's half-remembered bollocks. It's Rosie's half-remembered bollocks. Did she dream or did she not? Who knows? No conclusion, absolute cack.
My dreams are so vivid.
Wasting your life. Oh, God, what?
No, they're just really vivid at the minute because obviously Rafe is the clingiest motherfucker in the world.
You just call your baby a motherfucker.
He's an absolute clingy motherfucker. He is. That's awful, isn't it? Sorry.
Wow.
He's in my bed, obviously. Mm-hmm. You're in the spare bed because
our bed.
Well, it's not your bed anymore, yeah, is it? Really though it's bed. Really not.
It really isn't.
Do you know he cries if I move my head away? He cuddles me on, and I'm talking, two arms around my neck, face. I mean, it's lush, but then it hurts my neck because he's all over us, and I'm on the end of the bed. And me dreams are so vivid because I don't think I'm actually fully asleep at any point during the night.
Also, you're like half awake,
so I'm half asleep. So I'm just,
you're awake, and thoughts are sort of becoming dreams.
So right, now I'm like, did somebody else call us 40? But I don't think they did. I think it was a dream.
I'm sure loads of people think you're 40. Now, ladies first, what's your beef?
Okay, all right, okay. My beef with you currently is that you keep calling Robin and Rafe boy in a sentence, like they're in some sort of Victorian workhouse. And it's awful. And I feel like I might have said it before.
Right, I don't
but
think
I
you
don't
have
a not.
No,
okay,
I don't think
you've
so.
Been doing it for a while, it really pisses off.
Right.
Like you, so
give
Robin.
An example.
Right, give okay. Example. So Robin, what do you want for tea, boy? That's what you say, boy. Yeah. You call him boy. Do you know this? Do you realize this?
Yeah, but it's just a bit. It's right, like boy? A cool dad thing. We're in for tea, boy.
Boy, come here, boy.
You boy.
You
what day is it?
That's it. It is. It's Charles Dickens. Is that Charles Dickens? Fuck, I don't know. Yeah. Muppet, Christmas Carol. Is it Charles Dickens?
Right, your brain. No, listen,
so
everyone.
Tired.
Her
don't.
Brain. Your brain is fucking fascinating because. You went, right? Because you need to have more confidence in yourself, right?
Is that what it, because it is Charles Dickens.
Well, you went straight in. I went, you boy. And you went, and obviously I was quoting A Christmas Carol. But you went straight in with Charles Dickens, the author of Christmas Carol.
Yes.
Meaning literally the perfect answer because he's the man who wrote that dialogue, right?
Yeah.
Then you panicked and went, oh, Muppets. Like, what? are you stupid?
Just,
what the hell's
no,
the matter
no,
with you?
I haven't got much, I don't think I'm right very often. Hence why I turned down a lot of game shows.
Did you just drop a hence into this sentence?
Hence.
What a crazy.
Yeah.
What a crazy word to drop in while telling everyone you're not clever. Is it going to...
I am a little bit clever. Right. It's just I haven't got much conviction. No, I don't have much conviction.
I'm totally moving this water to my side of the thing now because oh my God, you've nearly knocked over like five times. Pack it in.
I've got...
Have
you not...
Courage in your conviction is what you
need.
Do you
not know courage in my conviction?
Yeah.
I've got a new word at the minute.
Is it hence?
No.
Oh, God, you've got two new words.
I've been using hence for years.
No, you haven't.
Archaic.
Archaic. Ah, you've knocked that out a couple of times.
I know.
You've used that twice today.
I know.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
So archaic.
Oh,
I love
good.
It. Yeah. I really like it. Once I find a word I like, I'll use it a lot.
What does it mean?
Oh, stuck in the past. Like old.
Yeah, panic though, didn't you?
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Archaic.
Yeah.
What's the word that you think me and my mum have made up? Dacious.
Dacious. Yeah,
it is a word.
It's not. So if you think of short for audacious, it doesn't work. It doesn't make sense. But you said that you said it was because Robin. Whenever Robin was like really like clumsy and just like really dangerous, your mum used to always go, "He's audacious, that kid." And I was like, "I'm sure that's not a fucking word."
What is audacious? Audacious is British English.
Audacious, not
recklessly
audacious.
Bold or daring, fearless. So it's so, just a shortened down of audacious.
No, she's shortened it herself. She's
what
literally.
Audacious.
No, you can't just say it. She used to say, "Is geet dacious?" Meaning, geet, guys, for everyone who's not from the northeast, geet is essentially a Geordie slang for very in this case. So she would be like, "He's very dacious. He's dacious." And I was like, "Do you mean audacious?" She was like, "No, dacious, like sort of clumsy and not scared of stuff." I was like, "I don't think that's a word."
I will.
And I said, "The thing is, Rafe's really, really cautious or. Cautious, as she's probably going to put it down to.
or cautious.
He's get cautious, isn't he?
He is, actually.
Rafe, he's so cautious, our Rafe.
But that's... Rafe is very, very cautious, whereas Robin just bounded ahead. But then again, when Robin was five, we found out that he couldn't really see very well.
Yeah.
So he's been blind for most of his life. But I think Rafe's all right.
Yeah. Hey, look, there are a couple of good boys. Now...
Can you stop? It's really awful.
Boy?
Hey, are you all right, boy?
I'm like, come here, boy. I do say come here, boy, sometimes. Yeah, I'll try and stop. Okay, then. Fair enough. Do you want to hear my beef for you?
Yeah, go on, then.
Short and sweet. Probably wasn't your fault, but I was a bit embarrassed and annoyed us. We went to sports day the other day.
What?
You cried at every race. Every single race of every single... not just our kids' races. Not just the races Robin did. Every class... every race that every class and every year group did. They got to the finish line and Rosie was crying her eyes out.
Why is that a beef?
It was just, you made a scene, man. It was honestly, the people would have thought you were on a fucking come down after a heavy night out.
Were you genuinely embarrassed by that? I couldn't stop. I couldn't help myself. Weren't even my kids. Honestly, some of them in the nut, I didn't know the names. Never seen them before in my life. Yeah, I find it really emotional.
Every time they came to the finish line, you were like, oh God, I'm a mess. I was like, for fuck's sake.
I can't help it. I cry at like Christmas Carol concerts.
Muppets Christmas Carol concerts. Yeah,
especially
ones.
That one.
Especially Muppets ones, yeah.
Oh, it was really emotional. It was dead nice. No, the it was geek dead canny,
it's
man.
Not really a beef. I just found it really funny that year. I just found
anyone
it really
else cried.
Funny,
obviously yeah. not very nice people. None of them cried.
But you know what the problem is? They're bloody archaic, yeah? Hence why they didn't cry. High five. Come
hey.
On.
Well done.
Wrap that up in a nice little board in there. Yeah.
Let's crack on. By the way, they are nice people. I don't mean that. It sounds awful.
Yeah, they are.
They are very nice.
Not very in touch with their emotions, though, are they? Or maybe they are. They don't have to burst into fucking tears every time
did
a child.
Did they cry for their own kids?
Don't
think any of them did, actually.
No.
It's embarrassing.
Oh, gosh.
Did I cry for Robin?
That would be weird if you didn't.
No, I did. You did very well. You won one.
He won one, came second twice, and came third once.
We thought he was going to lose them all.
We thought he was
going to
lose every single one of them.
Lesson.
But which one did he win?
The dressing up one.
The dressing up race. You had to run and put loads of fancy dress on and keep running because he's from a theatre background.
Darling.
As if our kid wins the dress up race. Fucking amazing.
Of course he does.
Go on, son. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
It's time for questions from the public. Public. I've had to do all that myself now because you've changed it.
You don't do Jubilee. Can I fucking speak?
Oh, you're doing a Queen.
It's the Queen's Jubilee. One is very excited for the Queen's Jubilee.
That's horrible. That.
What is the one word that she says on the crown that I love? And it's the only time that I can do a posh accent. She says it's a door. I can't remember.
Oh,
they do it in Downton as well. There's one word where you go, that's more than posh.
Yeah.
That's like pure RP.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it is.
I remember you saying it when we watched The Crown. In fact, I remember it being one of the reasons I was glad we stopped watching The Crown because you weren't walking around the house saying it all the time.
And now I can't remember.
I'm glad that's gone. And now you can't remember
that's
it. And if you
so
think
annoying.
I'm going to fucking, even if it comes back to my head, if you think I'm
could
gonna,
I Google it?
No. You can't Google it.
It was an everyday word
that
was said so posh that it was just.
It was almost like posh. It was weird. One of them, it's weird the way they
was
said
it.
Was it
clerk? No. Doug.
Painful.
No, what was it?
Just trying loads of words. Go on, keep going. Keep trying all the words.
Kitchen.
It was like off or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Ooh, what time are we off? It was off.
Was it off?
That'll be. Ooh, I'm off. Yeah,
I'm off. Well,
like,
I'm off.
I'm off.
Like, we all done, I'm off. I don't think she said that.
No, she did at some point.
No.
Yes, that's me. I'm done. I'm off.
Nah, I don't think so. Yeah, and you're doing it terribly as well. You sound like you're saying egg in French.
Oof.
Anyway, look, guys, if you want to get in touch, it's shagmindannoyed@gmail.com.
Right. Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hi.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. Ooh.
Caller?
I decided...
Is that an old radio phrase?
Yes, I think so. Yeah. I decided to write in because I've been inspired by some of the recent stories on the podcast about people eating weird things in public, although this is of a slightly different ilk.
Okay.
One New Year's Eve a few years ago, my wife and I were out celebrating with a group of friends in our local area. The night was going really well, and everybody came back to ours for an after party. The drinks were flowing.
Oh.
Lovely. My wife opened a nice bottle of gin she was saving for New Year and decided to make everyone a G&T. Beautiful.
Sounds like a nice night. I feel like I'm missing out.
I know. I feel like I don't want to be there.
Yeah.
It says here, disaster.
Oh.
We didn't have any ice cubes.
Right.
Disaster. But my ingenious wife said, I know. I've got some mixed frozen fruit in the freezer I use for smoothies. It'll go really well.
Okay.
Good idea.
Oh, God.
It's a good idea. But apparently if you freeze grapes, they're lovely to put into wine.
Right. Yeah, because, Well, our son has just made a tray of orange juice ice cubes so that when he puts them in his orange juice, it doesn't dilute his orange juice.
He's so clever.
Oh my God, it's going to be genius. It's going to be like an engineer.
It's like so clever. so clever. Everyone was now enjoying their fruity gin and tonics when a short while later, my mate held up a fleshy yellow thing he pulled out of his glass and said, what's this?
Oh God.
Upon closer inspection, we could see that the frozen pineapple...
Mm.
Quotations, was a bit squishy and had shiny scales.
Fuck off.
Dot, 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 dot. It was a piece of haddock.
Oh! That's fucking disgusting. Oh, little... I guess it was just a cube, not a full...
Well,
yeah.
Everybody else then checked their drinks and found other pieces of fish and prawns floating around.
Oh.
The bag of frozen fruit had turned out to be fish pie mix.
Fish pie mix.
Have you not seen them in the supermarket?
How pissed were you? How fucking pissed were you?
Well, I've thought about this. So fish pie mix, Chris. Fish pie mix is like haddock, cod, and something else. So there's like white, and so it could be like mango, and do you know what I mean?
That's
like
worst
oranges
nightmare.
Or whatever.
That's my fucking worst nightmare. So, oh, I mean, I'm not a massive fan of gin as it is, but gin with a load of fish
with
in.
With a load of frozen fish.
Get off. Get out of here.
Defrosting. Oh. Listen to this. It was absolutely disgusting, but provided a good laugh. Most of the partygoers weren't put off and continued to use the fish pie mix as ice cubes for the rest of the night.
Fucking dirty bastards.
Being hungover the next day and having to clean up soggy fish pie mix from all over the house made me gag.
Oh, nah. That's horrendous.
And it says, and the fish pie we had the following week was extremely sweet and citrusy. Joke. It's a joke.
Yeah, it's a good joke.
Yeah.
Good joke. Well done.
Did you enjoy that?
Brilliant, that. Absolutely brilliant. Oh, my God. Ugh.
Label your freezer, guys.
When did you label your freezer? Use your fucking eyes. It's fucking fish. There's a prawn. Oh, look at this. Look at this bit of pear. It's shaped like a prawn. Oh, it's a prawn, mate. Put it back.
Babadoo, 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 babadoo. Hey, Rosie and Chris. Started listening 10 days ago and I'm caught up now.
Jesus.
It says, I laughed rolling along in my wheelchair at the fun stories.
Cool.
Before I ended up paralysed, I was an ICU nurse and had also worked in A&E. So many stories.
Oh, wow.
Please, obviously, don't say my name.
Yes.
Say my name. Don't say my name.
Okay. Yeah, no, we never
when
will.
When no one
we
is around, you stop. Don't say my name.
Oh, my God. Stop it. Stop it.
What?
Just stop it. Annoyed at how fucking on board our entire TV production team are.
Say my name. Say my name. Don't say my name.
Oh, yeah, we'll get it. What I'm saying is I'm annoyed at how much the full team are on board with you singing each
on
show.
On the show.
Starting to do my tits in now. Okay. Will you do more rehearsal for your song than we do for the actual show?
Don't say that. I choose the song like on the day. I don't even know the words. And then the bloody, when they tell us, you're not allowed, people won't know this. You're not allowed to mess up any words on TV.
Yeah, if you change your words, it can't
you have
the
to
song.
Say
that's mental.
The exact same words. That song.
Yeah.
So you can imagine the actual pressure on me. So just know when you watch the show tonight, I don't look behind us because I'm looking at that auto cue.
This comes out on a Friday.
Well, it'll be on Monday.
All right. But you said when you watch the show tonight.
Oh my God. When you watch the show, whenever. Yeah. Why are you so...
You're so bad with lyrics.
Honestly. I know I am. It kills us. It's really stressful. One Friday night in ED, in brackets A&E. What does that mean? ED.
I don't know.
It was relatively quiet. the word we never see.
Oh, okay.
You mustn't be able to
jinx it.
Yeah. A patient then appeared, walking a little like John Wayne.
Here we go.
He sheepishly said, I was putting my shopping away and I was really exhausted. And so I sat on the couch and I think I've sat on something and it's stuck in me bum.
Shut up. Shut up.
So tired. Trying not to laugh, and after the other nurses and docs guessing what may be there, the patient was taken for an x-ray. The object looked very oddly shaped, and there was potential for this man to end up in surgery. He said, I think it was a vegetable I sat on. Listen to the rest. Once the patient was given some diazepam to relax, one of the doctors assessed him and was sure they would be able to extract the object from his colon, in brackets bowel, via his rectum without surgery.
Sorry, person who wrote this in, thank you so much for getting in touch and sending this in. But don't be giving us brackets bowel. We do Shagmai know. We know exactly what a colon is, right? Check yourself.
It's a semi. Semicolon.
Check your privilege. Semi. Oh, don't ruin it.
So they don't need surgery.
Okay.
Woo-woo. No surgery.
Fantastic. Saves the NHS a few quid.
Yeah. As on examination, it felt smooth and was unlikely to damage his bowel as it was removed.
Gracious, what is this?
As the patient lay with his knees to his chest, he began to push as the doctor retrieved said item.
Foxy.
Imagine if the nurse is holding his hand going,
Is that, just think you'll have your beautiful vegetable soon. Live your life with your beautiful vegetable. There's a thought that I've never had.
Sorry, I'm just laughing. Imagine. The photographer comes round to take a picture of the vegetable.
Sorry, why are we doing it in this room? I asked for a water birth. There's a thought. Why don't people just push them out?
What do you mean?
All these people with stuff in their arse, why don't you just push it out as if you're having a shit?
Because they might not be smooth.
Right, okay. So there's an overhang.
If you stuck a Barbie up your arse, right, it would go in quite smoothly.
I wish. Yeah. That'll be the day.
No, but
wish I had that kind of time on my hands.
If you stuck a Barbie in your ass, it would go in quite smoothly because it would go head, shoulders,
knees and toes.
Rave nose, head, shoulders, knees and toes.
Oh, great. I hope that's not how you taught him.
No. See this Barbie, son?
Daddy stuck that
up his ass. No, so you stick it in, but imagine bringing it out. It would be feet,
hands the hands would thingy. She would end up doing
like a bloody corkscrew. Yeah.
Okay.
So, right.
So he's on his back. Knees to his chest.
Yep.
Full room of people.
Yep.
Trying to shit out a vegetable that he's, quote unquote, accidentally sat on.
Yeah.
What a
life. So apparently the patient said...
Sorry, do you not think there's them moments, though? Sorry to interrupt again. Do you not think there's them moments where you sit lying on your back? Do you not remember that next time you go to stick something that isn't intended to be up an arse? Why doesn't everyone just go and buy a dildo? Buy one with a big fucking handle on it. Buy one with a rope on it. And tie the rope to something, a radiator. Tie the rope to a radiator in your house and put it up. And then if it gets stuck, just walk away from the radiator, let the rope go tight and push a bit and let it pop back out. I thought this through.
He's done it before.
Stop going to the hospital to get stuff taken out of your arse.
Can I be totally honest with you?
Yeah.
Right? I think part of the reason that it's random objects is because they're too embarrassed to buy a dildo.
Right, okay.
But then they have to go to hospital, which is 100 million times worse.
Listen, get yourself down the A1. Jump in a car down the A1. I don't specifically know where it is.
Oh, there's a sex shop on the way.
There's a random sex shop on the A1. I think it's northbound. Somewhere down sort of Sheffield. You know, sort of not Sheffield, sort of Yorkshire-y way.
Yeah.
Get yourself to that. Totally anonymous. Wear a cap, a pair of glasses, put a fucking face mask on as well if you want. Go in, buy yourself a dildo, get yourself home, stop at the fish and tackle shop, couple of meters of rope.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Anyway, how are
we? I think you can get them on, you can buy stuff online that's anonymous.
Ah, but then, you know, you're always worried that's going to come on your bank account, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway. It's like, it's called something like, do you know what I mean? You know, MrExecutive.com or something, and then it comes on your bank statement and it's like, BigFatArsePlugs.com. One arse plug, please. And your accountant's like, what's all this? And he goes, oh, it's business expense. And you go, eh? What's your job like? Bloody testing arse plugs out. I don't know. It's not something I thought about. That's all just off the top of my head.
Yeah. So, right, okay. The patient
on his back, lying on knees his back, in the air. Yeah.
Knees in the air, having his vegetable. The patient said, I just fell on it. It's an aubergine.
That's an eggplant for our
American listeners. Yeah. You can imagine the surprise to all of us staff when the aubergine was removed, .. and it was inside a condom. I just slipped. I was so tired. I was exhausted.
I fucking knew you were going to say that.
Did you?
I knew you were going to say that.
Not that anyone believed it was an accidental fall. We then had a giggle as a very straight-faced colorectal surgeon. What a
job. Wow, so it's someone's specific job.
What a fucking waste of money on the NHS already at the brim.
Who picks that at uni?
I will do it. I will retrieve the arse items. Doctor. But he very straight-faced. He asked him, store all your vegetables in condoms.
Brilliant. Do you store all your vegetables in condoms? Wonderful.
Oh no. I remember laughing so much the whole shift and we were all having fun talking about it. The patient was absolutely fine. Oh, thank God. He left that night refusing to stay overnight as his wife would be home from the gym soon.
Brilliant. Wow. Fantastic.
If you ever, let me rephrase that.
Wasted an aubergine.
No. Yeah, I love aubergines. If I ever got a phone call from you and you were in the hospital because you'd stuck a fucking aubergine up your backside,
right.
I'd leave you there and then.
Hold on, can I just write this down? What was that?
Honestly, if you ever want to get rid of me, hoist something up your arse and tell me to come pick you up and there'll be no one coming for you. Do you know who I will get to come for you? One of your sons.
Stick aubergine up. Is the phone call from the hospital a deal breaker?
What do you mean?
Like if you get a phone call from ops, can I just get an aubergine stuck on my arse and go to the hospital and get it and then just come home and lay it and be like, oh, sorry, traffic?
No, it has to be the phone. You could disguise it.
All right,
what's
okay.
What's happening?
So I'm just trying to write this down so I don't get in bother for future reference.
Oh, no. the sticking of the thing up the bum. Weirdly, I could forgive that if you weren't hospitalised.
Right, okay.
It's the sheer embarrassment of the hospitalisation that would tear us apart.
Got you, to be honest with you. Okay, there we go.
Really good content for the podcast.
Tell you what, I, you know what I mean? I'm not the biggest of guys. Aubergine, tear me apart, never mind you.
Oof, gosh. Babadoo, 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 ba. So we've just had a little break. Chris is getting all comedian-y. This is what comedians do.
Well, there's a story, there's a story on Ricky Gervais' stand-up about a ketchup bottle with a condom on, and that was going to be my guess when I said, I bet he's put a condom on it, but I imagine people have done that quite a lot lubrication purposes and stuff.
Yeah, they do put condoms
on. And so you don't have an aubergine, baby.
Obviously. You don't want an aubergine STD. Don't know what's on that. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi.
Hi. Hi.
I was listening to your recent podcast about urinals. God.
Fuck knows when that was.
Don't remember. And it made me remember a story from our honeymoon in Sri Lanka a few years ago.
Wow, okay. It must have been a great honeymoon if urinals sort of sparks
it's
an idea.
Up there.
Brilliant.
Well, I remember, not on our honeymoon, we went to Turkey.
I've never been
it's for a different holiday.
Have we been to Turkey? Oh yeah, well, with mum and dad and that. Yeah.
Do you remember there was no toilets, it was just the hole in the
floor.
Oh
yeah, no, there's loads of companies do that.
Over the hole.
Yeah.
I forgot that.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's the best way to poo, you know.
Yeah, it's because it doesn't bend your sphincter, just so you know.
We're doing it all wrong.
Yeah, we are. Mm. We are. That's why some people have a little step at the bottom of the toilet. Sometimes, you know, if you've got a little kid who needs to step on a step. When Robin had that little step to step on, I had some of the smoothest poos of my life during that. Yeah, it's fantastic.
So sometimes toilet things can remind you of a holiday.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry.
We had a tour guide for the duration of the holiday who each day would pick us up from our hotel, drive us around all the various places of interest before returning us back to the hotel in the afternoon.
Not a holiday. I'm just putting it out there. It's not a holiday. No chance.
It's just not your kind of holiday.
I'm telling my opinion. My opinion is not a holiday. What's your holiday? Or every single day, this fella who we don't know is going to pick up and fucking cart around in a car with aircon probably doesn't work and point at a load of shit and then take him back. Get him back in his car and down that road. Get me by that pool with a drink in my hand.
This was great. A lot of time was spent in the car, so when you found somewhere with a toilet, you took the opportunity.
Not a holiday.
My wife and I arrived at the Botanic Gardens near Kandy. For anyone that's not been, it's like a big National Trust type manicured garden that you get back in the UK.
Great. All the way over, you're all in a honeymoon to see that. I'm sorry.
Says the sloth by the side of the pool with a beer.
The
it's
lizard.
11 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Awful.
11? Why am I starting that late?
God.
God, I'd love to have a holiday like that again.
Anyway. Tell us about it. On entering the gardens, I noticed quite a respectable-looking toilet block over to the right. Fantastic, I thought, and went over to pay it a visit. I began weighing and started doing what I'm sure every man does, trying to push the block slash chemical cakes along using the power of my urine.
Yep, all been there, mate.
Oh, is this true?
Great work. Oh, yeah.
Vile.
My favourite hobby includes spraying someone's skid mark off the back of the toilet if they've already done it. Someone's left
Ew.
A skidder. You spray someone's skidder
oh,
on.
God.
Hey, you're doing God's work, man. You're doing God's work?
Oh, that is so grim.
What do you do? Like, scratch off with your nail?
Oh.
Sorry, everyone. Sorry.
I don't look.
I'm in a silly mood today. Yeah, no. Well, you don't have to look, but you've got to look at it and you go, oh, do you know what? I'm going to do, you know, sometimes I'll do that. I'll spray it off and I'll walk out. I'll find the KTA and I'll go, you're welcome.
Saved you a scrub.
I did it on Twitter years ago as well. I said it. I spend so much time as well, especially on the train. Every single time I go to the toilet on the train, I spend time wiping other people's fucking wee off the toilet seat so that the next person in doesn't think it was me.
But
wee
you know
over
it's
the seat.
Flush?
It's not the flush.
Is it wee?
It doesn't happen to me.
Oh, men.
Wow.
Disgusting.
Hey,
I knew that was bloke.
I spend my time cleaning toilets,
well,
how dare you?
Good, but... Oh, God, I knew that was bloke's wee. I convinced myself that it was off the flush.
No,
and I was like,
wee.
That's flush.
That's bloke's wee.
Oh, for God's sake. Yeah. Haters.
Wow.
Haters.
I'm cleaning it, man. I'm part of the solution.
You're part of the problem. Ugh. Anyway, listen to this. He's weeing the thing along the trough.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a long trough type urinal going all the way along the wall. I found myself turning almost 90 degrees to the left, sending it on its merry way.
This is not okay. This isn't a urinal, it's something to do with the plants. This. He's
However,
error.
As I had now turned to the left, I suddenly noticed a man stood about 5 metres along from me, applying soap and washing his hands in the same trough. It was at that moment when I looked up and noticed the metal taps above me. In a panic, I looked round to see individual urinals on the wall behind me. I was pissing in the sink. And what's more, had been power blasting the soap along the trough.
How fucking tall is this guy?
I don't know. The defining memory had to be watching the yellow urine head at pace towards the unexpecting hand washers.
Oh.
Unsuspecting, sorry, hand washers.
Wow.
I zipped up and made a swift exit, applying alcohol gel once I'd made my escape.
Wow. Wow. Have you seen that old video that was one of the first videos to ever go viral of the guy at the festival? Who comes out of the...
Oh, and he washes his hands.
He washes his hands in the urine. He like rubs his hand in all the way and picks it up. And the person doing the interview is just like... Ugh!
Oh, God. Yes, I do remember that.
Fucking
and doesn't he not even notice?
He does. He realises it first. And he's like... I think she's... It's like... I'm sure she's Dutch or something.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah,
oh, my
English.
God. And he's like, is this piss or whatever? And she's like, I think so, man.
So
good.
I'll have to watch that again,
actually.
I
love that video. I can't. It makes us want to die. I can't watch it. I mean, I feel so embarrassed for him. I feel so embarrassed for him. I want to die. But you can see, like you say, so he comes out of the cubicle and he looks at the camera. He's like, oh, camera, better wash my hands.
Yeah.
In this fresh
in
piss. In this fresh stranger piss.
And that's why you'll never see me at a festival.
Oh, aye.
Thank you very much. Babadoo, 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 bam. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Please keep me anonymous as I am still embarrassed about this. I have a story that involves post-nut clarity.
Yes.
If Rosie doesn't know what this is, Chris may have to explain.
Okay, so post awful.
Is it a porn thing?
It depends.
I've read this a long time ago.
It's when a man ejaculates. It's been talked about a lot in popular culture and jokes, and something about Mary. They say, and something about Mary. He tells Ben Stiller to go and have a wank before he goes out on the date because after you've ejaculated, it's the most honest moment of your life. It's the most honest moments of your life. You're not horny anymore. You're not thinking with your dick anymore.
Okay,
that's all gone.
Okay,
so it depends. So sometimes, you know, as it goes, you can be doing something really depraved and disgusting, and then once it's all over, you go, oh my God, what have I done?
Right.
Happens,
okay.
Happens when you're younger and you first start learning to wank, and you're like, wahey. What would me nana think? I'm horrible boy. Oh no, me nana and me mum, what will they think of me? Might just be me, but you know, we've all got one.
Oh, don't, because we've got sons. And this is because women, girls, Do not masturbate at the same time.
Bollocks.
I mean, they might now. I don't know. I never did. Oh, I didn't have a clue.
Never had a little strum?
No. Not as a... Honest to God, I'm not trying to say this because I think it's totally normal. Totally, absolutely, women go for it. Like, I do now. Jeez. Every day, all the time.
You masturbate
5 hours a day.
You masturbate now?
You did the best.
You masturbate these days.
Is this some sort of joke?
Stop the podcast, lads. Come on in. Lads, we've got her. We've got her. Everyone, come in, please. We've got her. She's dug herself in a hole again. We've got her. The masturbating police are coming in. The FBI. The frig BI. Come on. Lock her up. Disgusting.
Sorry,
she's a mother.
Mom's frig too. Anyway, no, I don't think girls don't do it as early as boys, I don't think. Yeah. Boys, he's like 11 or something.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, God, it makes us ill. Mm-hmm. Especially with two boys. Anyway, thank you for explaining personal clarity.
Yeah, that's basically
thank you for shopping us to the wank police.
Yeah, no problem.
Awful, that.
Yeah, they've said you're allowed to finish this podcast, then you get locked up. Last episode, guys. She's getting locked up for being a dirty strummer.
I knew you were going to say strummer. Anyway, so me and my ex-girlfriend had been together for around 1 year before she went to university on the other side of the country, and we had to become a long-distance couple.
Mm.
Oh. This meant that after a whole year of doing sexual activities together in person, we had to become quite inventive, as she was miles and miles away from me.
Got you.
I found out one evening whilst on FaceTime to her that there was something she wanted me to do, which would, I quote, make her as wet as a flannel.
Lovely.
Mm. She explained that to show my love for her whilst on video call, I should print out a photo of her and she could watch while I masturbated and eventually ejaculated on her photo.
Goodness gracious me.
I obeyed. As obviously, you want your girlfriend to feel sexually satisfied.
Oh, no.
Once I had finished, I vividly remember looking down at the sodden piece of A4 paper.
Sodden is a fantastic word.
With her face on and thinking, what am I doing with my life? This was the feeling of post-nut clarity.
That's it.
We broke up around 2 months later because she cheated on me whilst at university. Clearly, the video calls weren't enough for her.
I feel bad laughing, but I imagine she had a bit of post-nut clarity as well. I imagine afterwards she went, that wasn't what I expected it would be.
I couldn't think of anything worse. Absolutely horrendous.
Awful, that, like.
Isn't that, like, just videotime each other, just video or something?
Oh, dear, nah, but that's just, what's he printing it out for as well? I like the idea that he had to go and get an ink cartridge from somewhere as well. I've got no colour. It's only black white. Is that all right? No, it's got to be colour. Right, I'll be back in an hour. I've got to pop
picture?
The PC world.
What, would it be naked? Was she on the video watching?
So she's on the... It's the most fucked up thing I've ever heard. So she's on the video watching him just wank over a printed out photo.
God.
I hope it wasn't just like a blown up version of a passport photo or pixelated and that. So you can barely tell it's her.
Picture of her and her mum, but her mum's cut out at a wedding.
Just hand over the mum. Don't you look at me.
What if he didn't come?
Imagine
that. Why are you not coming?
I couldn't actually have that kind of pressure. So she's just watching through the screen, just like,
horrible.
Go on.
Horrible.
Awful, that, like.
I've never been single whilst video cameras are a thing.
No, I thank me lucky stars every day that
same.
Tinder, video phones and all that wasn't my crack, thank God.
Mm-hmm. Babadoo, 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 ba. Do, 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 do. We bloody love you, your little loves. Thank you again for listening to Shagmind Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, guys, thank you so much. As always, if you want to get in touch, it is shagmindannoyed@gmail.com. If you've got a beef and you want to be on the TV show, or you've got an It Goes or I Go item, those details are on our Instagrams. And
or if you want to come see the TV show.
We'd love to see you there. And the arena tour for 2023 is on sale now. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back in the ears next week. Bye-de-bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.